بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. یہ کہاں کا فسانہ ہے سود و ضیاع، جو گیا سو گیا، جو ملا سو ملا، کہو دل سے کہ فرصت حیات بہت ہی کم ہے، جو دلا سو محبت الہی دلا. Says, what is all this fight about? What is all this fight and this big problem that you have taken over your head? That I got so much and I got so less. This is the fight, isn't it? I got so much or I got so less. All our fights, all our problems, anxiety, worries rotate between these two points. So much I got and so less. I wanted this and I expected this and I projected this and I got this. So sometimes that anxiety and that tension is on account of getting too less and sometimes too much. So the poet is asking, what is all this fight about? Why do you consider this as a problem? Why do you consider this as a great tragedy? You explain to yourself, فُرْسَتِ حَيَاتْ بَهُتْ هِي قَلِيلِ, that the opportunity of life is very, very short. You only get it once. Only come around once. No second chance. Hear anybody coming this way the second time. Went through Dayal Road, came back. Heard? Or Brook Street. Maybe from Brook Street, maybe they come back. No. From Jannatul Baqi, they come back, anybody? No. So, they come around just once. Whether it is from Jannatul Baqi, it is Dayal Street, Brook Street, wherever. Just once you go there, and that's it. There's no reverse, no second chance, no second opportunity. Just one opportunity. So you need to explain yourself, you need to convince yourself that this is an opportunity of a life. No second chance, no second opportunity. You make it or you break it. So you explain yourself, convince yourself, make yourself understand that this is just one opportunity that you get, you don't come around second time. Everything else can make and break. A friendship can be made, can be broken, and can be made again. A marriage can be made, can be broken, and be made again. But this opportunity comes only once. Money can be made, can be lost, can be made again. Right? Everything else can be made, can be repeated, can be renewed. But the opportunity of life, once and that's it. In time also, if there is a today, there is a tomorrow. Right? If there is today, then there is tomorrow. If today is Fajr, then tomorrow is Fajr. Somehow you can compensate for the loss, right? If you didn't do it Adha, then you do it Qaza. But somehow you can compensate for the wrong that you have done. But life, it's gone. On the day of Qiyamah, Kufar will say, لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ وَنَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Had we only heard the Nabi when he was delivering his message, لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ وَنَعْقِلُ, and had we only taken it to heart, then we wouldn't have been from the Jahannamis today. So today they are talking so highly, and they're talking so proudly. Every product you will find proudly South African, proud about it. What's so proud? What's to be proud about? Whenever I see that that sign, proudly South African and 2000 and all that. And I feel like making dua, Allah, let it be a major, major, major catastrophe and a problem for them. A major disaster. No good comes out of it. So this opportunity is just once. You don't get it the second time. So he's saying, poet is saying, kaho nafse ke fursate zindagi bahut hi kam hai. It's a very short opportunity. Right? Very short. You don't know how long that opportunity is going to continue. One day, 1 year, 30 years, 40 years, you don't know. Unpredictable, short. Whatever it is, even if it is 40 years, it's very short, very, very limited compared to your eternal stay in the hereafter. It's extremely short. So, kaho nafse ke ye fursa ke zindagi bohot hi kam hai. Jo dila so muhabbate ilahi dila. If you need to bargain for anything, bargain for the love of Allah Ta'ala. That's all. That's the whole essence of this whole poetry. Allah Ta'ala, you are asking, if you have to, then give me your love. If you need to bargain for anything, then bargain for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is that price, this is that bargain, which is most priceless, most valuable, which is rewarded, which is to be complimented in the hereafter, complimented in this world, complimented at the time of life, of death. So in every phase you will be complimented, you will be rewarded, and you will find that there is a fulfillment in it. I've got that love. Love is a two-sided thing, isn't it? It's two-sided. It's not one-sided. You make love with your wife, whatever. Is it one-sided? No. Not one-sided. Well, you'll feel, what's this? It's a robot, what? So you're doing something and you expect a response. You're doing something and you expect a response. If it's only you doing and you're not finding any response, then you get frustrated. Hey, there's no response in this. It's like janaza, this man. No response getting in this. So the same is this life. You are looking for a response. And the love of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will show you the response in different ways. Sanurihim ayatina. In different ways, Allah Ta'ala will show you the response. Sometimes He calls you to His house, sometimes namaz, sometimes striving, sometimes tears, sometimes ma'rifat, sometimes understanding and recognition. In different ways He will illuminate your heart. That is His response. In the sajda you find that inspiration, sometime in your qiyam you find that inspiration, sometime in the tilawat, sometime in the zikr you find that Allah Ta'ala is responding to you, sometime in the dua Allah Ta'ala is responding to you, sometime it's in the tahajjud, sometime it's in the month of Ramadan. But the response is there. It's a two-way thing. You are calling and He's responding. You are calling and He's responding. And there isn't anything sweeter than that. There isn't anything more enjoyable than that. Mawla Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullahi, a very great buzurg, a student of Shah Abdul Aziz Sahib Rahmatullahi, and he got sanad of hadith from him as well. A lot of jazb in him. Those that have a great deal of jazb, then sometimes they speak things that are beyond our understanding. Right? And they are on a higher plane. Because they are on a higher plane and they are speaking from that higher plane, therefore it seems to us that these people are not right in their head. But they have gone past where we are. So we are in a certain plane and they have gone above. How to explain that? See, like a small child, 5 years, 3 years of age, 4 years of age. You give him matchbox toys, right? And he plays with them. And he thinks that this is my greatest achievement in life, the greatest thing in life. But now the child grows up to 15 years of age, and you give him a birthday present as a matchbox toy. Now will he appreciate it? He won't appreciate it. Now he's on a different plane. That thing no more amuses him any longer. He's gone on a higher level. So these people are of a higher plane, you see. So he used to say, if Allah Ta'ala grants me Jannat, when I get into Jannat, and even those hoors, you know, we hear of the description and the beauty of these hoors, if they were to come, I will tell them, Miss, do you wish to read some Quran Sharif? Well and good. Otherwise, go away. In other words, the amount of enjoyment he already experienced in this world from the recitation of the Quran Sharif, the listening of the Quran Sharif, was so enamored with the love, the attraction, the beauty of the Quran Sharif, that everything else meant nothing to him. Like I say, is a toy, the small toy. Now you're trying to pacify him, appease him with a small toy. When he's at this plane, when he's at this level, now you're giving him this. So it will never appeal, it will never have that appeal. He's on a higher plane now. So there are other things of a higher plane, of a higher level, but because we haven't tasted it, we haven't experienced it, we don't know the excitement in it. So Allah Ta'ala will speak to us in different ways, sometimes through His Kalam, sometimes through du'as, sometimes in zikr, sometimes through tahajjud, sometimes in our tawaf, sometimes in our hajj. In different ways He'll speak to you. Just that you can't see Him in this world, but His wordings, you will find it within your heart. The message, Allah Ta'ala's message, you will find it stamped, you will find it imprinted in your heart. Your heart is saying that Allah Ta'ala is talking to me. He's responding to my call. وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى مِنْ قَبْلُ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Nuh alayhi salam is calling and Allah Ta'ala is answering. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ. And then Allah Ta'ala says again, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى. And we responded. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَادِبًا فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ. He calls and we respond. He calls and we respond. So Allah Ta'ala says that we'll respond. إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبًا. I will respond to you. I am close to you. I will respond to you. But you call to me. Go on calling and you'll find the response. Like I say, the response sometimes is in the heart. Sometimes it's in some feeling. But all these are the responses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're feeling gloomy and you cried and you turned to Him. A couple of tears came out of the eyes and there you're finding the response of Allah ta'ala. That gloominess, all that has broken down. So the delay is from your side. You're not calling correctly. You're not crying and you're not trying. All you need to do is to try and cry. That's all. Isme kya musibat aapko pari hai? What problem you got with that? To try and cry. Any problem you got? No problem. So try and cry and you'll find that Allah Ta'ala will do the rest. There's no need to feel despondent. There's no need to feel that I'm left out. I'm not getting blessed. Others are going through. I'm not getting anything. So this poet says, Jo dila, so muhabbate ilahi dila. So forget all this bargaining and all that now. You need to bargain, then bargain for the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. His love. This is a thing that is eternal. Allah Ta'ala is eternal. His love is eternal. Everything else is mortal, right? It's temporary. So the love for it also will be mortal. Will be temporary for a short period. Okay. The most beloved person that was in your life and he died, after some days you'll forget him. Alright, some memories will come back, will flash back, but it's forgotten and it's gone. But it is Allah Ta'ala that you can't forget. Can't forget. No matter where you are, what time it is, what is your position and your situation, you can't forget. He's always, he was always, and he will be always. So bargain for his love. Ask for his love. Search for his love. You will get it. I'm showing you that all these Anbiya alayhi salam, they searched, they sought, and they cried, Allah answered. So when they have sought, they have been answered, you will seek, you will be answered as well. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib.